Nonetheless, it's time to talk nutrition now. Andrew Netzi is standing by, and we're going to sort out the good and the bad of fast food. Netzi, good morning and welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And fast foods, are they all bad? I think that's the question.
No, they are not all bad.
Oh, that's good. But tell us more.
So I realize we've spoken about this, but I thought a refresher was quite good. Obviously, because life is very busy, and even if you are the good mother that wants to cook every single day, sometimes there's a rough Monday, and unfortunately, you've got hungry children, and you have to stop at your nearest fast food outlet. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to takeaways, it doesn't really matter which brand you support or what you like, but there's a few things that we can look out for that can obviously help us to save some calories. So if you are somebody that is really sort of concerned about your weight and you are trying to sort of live a healthy, balanced lifestyle, and obviously you just want to relax here and there, but you still want to eat something good. Mm-hmm. So if we look at takeaways in general, I'll just give some tips on what you can remove from the specific order maybe that you place, because that's really where the hidden calories will be. The very first one is something like mayonnaise that you will get. I mean, they put it on salad, they put it on a burger, they put it in a wrap. So it doesn't really matter which outlet you are at. You can order something like that, but then ask them to remove the mayonnaise. Mm, mm. The second one that's very high in fat is obviously normal cheese. If you think of a cheddar and a Gouda cheese, on average, cheese consists about 30 grams of fat in 100 grams. And just for interest's sake, regular mayonnaise contains between 50 and 60 grams of fat in 100 grams. So it's quite a high energy dense thing. So a little bit of cheese or a little bit of mayonnaise can contribute quite a bit of calories to something that might be seen as a healthy alternative.
Right.
One place where I always think, you know, people always think, oh, I order a salad. It's such a healthy thing to have. But with a salad, you can really, really load that salad with calories if you add the mayonnaise, if they sometimes put blocks of cheese in there. So definitely something to look out for. The other thing, obviously, people think chicken, we regard as quite a low fat alternative when it comes to protein. But many of the takeaway outlets offers crumbed chicken options or deep fried chicken options. Obviously, those would not be the healthiest option. So when you have a takeaway, try to go for a grilled chicken option or something like a shredded chicken or shredded pork, even maybe like shredded beef, because it's generally maybe a top side that they've cooked down to make like good soft meat where you can make a wrap, or you can maybe put it on a pizza. So things like that would be a safer option than to go for the deep fried crumbed things. Okay. And even if takeaway outlets have crumbed options, which they maybe do in a convection oven or something like an air fryer type of scenario, unfortunately, the manufacturing of that specific product, they add a lot of fat in the crust to obviously make it stay around the piece of protein. So it's not really about the chicken inside. It's really what's
around it. It's about what's around it. Oh, boy.
Yes, yes, yes. So if you want to be pedantic, I presume you can remove the crust, but then you'll have to dissect your poor burger. I don't think that's very practical. So rather than go for the grilled option. And also something like processed meats. I'm just quickly thinking like a pizza, for instance, or even a sandwich. Processed meat contains a lot of fat. We all know that. And generally, your fast food outlets would, unfortunately, buy the most cost-effective ones, which they generally fill with a lot of fat, with a lot of starch, to save money. So the amount of protein that's in there might not be what you expect.
Mm.
So you can sort of be wary of processed meats. And then, well, talking about deep fried, if you want to go fish, maybe a grilled type of fish, mm-hmm. with freshly grilled with fresh lemon instead of a butter sauce, or the deep fried battered fish. So definitely a grilled option would be your better option if you go for the fish option.
Okay.
And as I've mentioned, salads. So unfortunately with salads, the outlets, they do put a lot of salad dressing. So my advice would be to take the salad without the mayo, without a lot of cheddar cheese, and maybe use vinegar and maybe like pepper or lemon juice and pepper. Even if you are a Tabasco fan, nothing wrong with adding a little bit of Tabasco to spice up whatever you have in your salad. That way we save calories and we can actually have that food with a heart that can be happy about the fact that I chose a good sort of takeaway.
Yeah. Right, right. So in other words, it's the takeaways themselves aren't actually bad. The problem is the little bits and pieces and probably all those secret herbs and spices and everything else that goes into it that actually does the damage. You know, the food itself is pretty much what you would have used at home, but they add extras of this and extras of that, which is probably what makes your fast foods special. And, you know, they've probably got their secret flavorants and things as well, you know, which is what makes you want to go to a particular fast food outlet.
Yes. So obviously, if you think about, I want to say the brand, but I don't know if I'm allowed to. there's two specific brands in South Africa that you know that do flame grilled chicken. Mm. They put it on a burger. You can even have chicken portions. You can have it with salad. And then generally those people use a basting sauce, which is a marinade type of basting sauce, which generally consists out of vinegar and lemon juice and some herbs to flavor your piece of chicken and to make it obviously soft and tender. And like many of the fast food outlets, instead of mayonnaise, they do have some sort of tomato relish.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a barbecue sauce. So generally things like tomato relishes and barbecue sauces, there's generally not a lot of fat. Well, there's no fat mostly in those things. Obviously, it will be tomatoes and some sugar. But if we are calorie counting, you will save a lot of calories by choosing a barbecue sauce or tomato relish instead of having the mayonnaise or a mayonnaise-based sauce or a cheese sauce or a piece of cheese. So when you have a burger, stay away from the mayonnaise, stay away from the cheese sauce, and rather top it with some lettuce, tomato, cucumber, gherkins, barbecue sauce, tomato relish, and you can really still have a good flame-grilled burger without all the fat and the calories. And then also many of the chicken outlets, they make something like a chicken strips. They also make chicken wraps where you can have like lettuce stuff and avocado and fresh tomato. So you can really create yourself a healthy meal at any of these outlets. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the flame grilled with a marinade is your better option.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then when you have the salads, just remember not to have the dressings. And then if we go to the starch component of options at takeaway outlets, obviously, if you order a burger, rather not have the chips. I tell people you can rather have a double, like a burger with two chicken breasts on your bun instead of having the chips on the side, because it will be more filling. You are actually consuming lean protein and you are not having all the fat of the deep fried chips. Or obviously you can have a salad with just without the dressing, with like vinegar and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then these days you also get outlets that make rice with a piece of chicken. Obviously that would be a better option, to have rice or maybe mashed with a piece of chicken, mm-hmm. or even like a flame grilled a corn on the cob. You also get that at outlets. So those would be, you can make a nice meal with a flame grilled piece of chicken, with corn on the cob, and a salad on the side. It will be a really good option as a takeaway meal.
Right.
So the same when it comes to wrap and pitas, the same rules apply. Rather have more meat inside with lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and stay away from the cheese, the mayo. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with adding avocado pear. Uh-huh. Many of the takeaway outlets do offer avo as an option. So you can rather put that in your salad, put that on your burger, pita or wrap, because it's a good fat. It's part of the monounsaturated fatty acid family. So you can really create yourself a good takeaway meal with some avocado pear added as an extra.
Right. And just by comparison, and once again, sort of being very careful not to, you know, we're not here to slam brands, but, you know, you get chicken, and particularly chicken processed very differently. You mentioned flame grilled.
Yes.
And that process compared to what maybe one of the other chicken outlets does, where they just dunk the whole lot in bubbling oil. And obviously the flame grilled option would be a better, healthier alternative.
Definitely. So many of the outlets use a chicken breast, which they will sort of just tenderize with a meat hammer, put it in some basting sauce, and put it over an open fire.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that process, there's not really saturated fat that is part of that process. And then because there's no saturated fat and the way it's cooked, we can also not create trans fat.
Okay.
So if you take a whole piece of chicken with the skin and you maybe put it in some flour and egg and some spices, and you dip it in deep oil, we've got two scenarios there that's a problem. Number one, the chicken skin that naturally contains saturated fat, which we would not want to consume. And even if you have a flame-grilled piece of chicken, you know, if you really want to do the right thing, you can take the chicken skin off. Nobody does that in any way.
Yes, yes.
But, you should, realistically speaking, that not eat the chicken skin, because naturally it contains saturated fats. But then a takeaway institutions that use deep frying, it's which we call obviously the oil that they use and the heat that it is sort of exposed to, create a trans fat, which if we look how fats work, a trans fat is actually worse than a saturated fat.
Yes, yes.
So we really don't want to, because those two fats are directly responsible for increasing inflammation, increasing your bad cholesterol, platelet aggregation. So if you are the person with a high blood pressure and maybe you are not so happy with the number on your scale,
stay away.
Not a good. You should rather have the flame grilled option, preferably more often.
Now, Unetsi, looking at all of these, and you've pretty much painted I wouldn't call it a horror story, but you know, you've pointed out where the problem areas are in fast foods. Now, here's the question: if I'm a person who, obviously, if somebody is very, very, maybe let's say you've got a patient who's been, you've given them an eating plan, they've got a particular condition, maybe it's weight, maybe it's a health condition, that they've got to follow a very, very specific diet, then obviously fast foods and those types of things are a no-no. But let's say I'm Joe Average, I'm reasonably active, I'm sort of within my weight parameters, I haven't got any health issues, I'm not particularly worried about diet, or I don't have to be particularly worried about diet because, you know, I'm not overweight or underweight or anything like that. Would the word moderation be a buzzword that one can use? In other words, treat yourself to a piece of chicken from the Colonel, or go to the Golden Arches every now and then. by way of a treat. You're not really going to put yourself in any kind of danger.
No, definitely not. It's like I always say, you know, if you do the right thing 80% of the time, you eat good at home, you are active, you try to do the right thing, and maybe, yeah, like you say, once a week you treat yourself to the worst takeaway on the planet, it's definitely not going to do you any harm. I really, moderation is everything, because let's face it, we are all human, and we get ourselves in social environments where it's really sometimes difficult. So yeah, 80% if you do the right thing, that 10 or 20% where you are maybe doing that, what textbook wise will be absolutely wrong, it won't do you any harm really.
If you are, let's say, doing fast food 7 days a week, then you are probably heading down a dangerous path.
Yeah, so if you are the person that buys fast food 3 or 4 times a week, I would definitely advise that you try and choose flame-grilled options every day. Mm-hmm. Have the corn on the cob, have the salad, maybe choose the rice or the mash. Don't eat the chicken skin. Stay away from the mayonnaise and the cheese. Because that would really then, if you do not do that every day, unfortunately, you might obviously battle with your weight. You might, there's high blood pressure, higher cholesterol, insulin resistance. And that's sort of the stuff that we can be facing if we do it on a regular basis. 4 or 5 times a week. And I mean, there are people out there that, that is their lifestyle. Definitely more flame grilled options with salads and fresh vegetables. And maybe then if you are that person, try to buy fresh fruit on your way somewhere as a snack instead of doing anything else, so that you can, because it's easy, you can walk into your average fresh shop or the average shops and buy a banana or apple or a pear or orange for a snack, instead of getting anything else.
That's it. And of course, on top of all that, tell us how you're financing it, because that would be costing you an absolute fortune.
Yes, true. Yeah. But maybe, I don't know. But if you are that person, my advice would be flame grill and some vegetables and salad is a good idea.
That's it. And you're probably working very, very hard, so you deserve it. But Netsi, so the buzzword would be moderation, and just don't overdo it. And you can enjoy.
That's it.
You can enjoy those little treats here and there. And if somebody wants to get hold of you, maybe they've got dietary questions, they want to maybe, be part, put on a program, or they've got questions that they need to ask you, how do they get in touch?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram @Netsi.
Great, Netsi. Thank you very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Chera then. It's Netsi with today's chat on nutrition. And, well, fast foods actually aren't that bad. Just don't have too many of them or too much of it. And, of course, this chat will be on our website later on as well. www.wildcoastradio.co.za